Hello and welcome, my horror homies. My name is Liz, and I'm a lifelong horror enthusiast looking to share all of my useless thoughts on my spooky passions. Each week, you'll hear a new episode discussing a new horror movie favorite, old and new. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Let's jump right into some scares. Courophobia is defined as an extreme or irrational fear of clowns. It is something I have suffered from since I was a child and something I finally learned how to pronounce correctly, specifically for this podcast. I can't be around clowns. I break out in sweats, my mouth dries up, and I'm instantly sure I'm gonna die. They're just too happy. No one is that happy. Unless they're gonna murder me and cut me into pieces. The moral of the story is, clowns are murderers. Especially the happy ones. Which is an awkward segue into our movie today. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'm not sure where clowns come from, but space makes sense to me. In this instance, they come from space as an alien race called clowns. That's clowns with a K. With the goal of encasing you in this pink cocoon of cotton candy. Your body will slowly turn to jelly inside this cocoon, and they will then stick you with a silly straw and drink you like a human smoothie. Yummy. That's a long way of saying they want you to turn the human race into a party pack of Capri Suns, among other circus-themed murder. A giant circus tent-looking thing-shaped UFO crash lands on Earth, starts juice-packing everybody. I personally have never been encased in cotton candy, but I know it probably doesn't feel good. Maybe the closest thing I can possibly compare it to would be walking into a spider web. I know I've done that before. That's as gross as it is scary. I don't want an insect's invisible butt floss on my face, thank you very much. So it would be that times a thousand while your body slowly liquefies. That's a lot. The way the characters so casually brush past that portion of the movie creeps me out so much. It gives me the creeps. They're so cavalier about seeing their friends and neighbors encased and mummified and quickly decaying in pink brain matter. Ugh. God, it grosses me out even just saying that. The main characters report the sighting of the giant circus tent to the local police station, but when they return with a cop, the tent is gone and only the giant mega crater is left. Instead, they find a bunch of abandoned cars at the local makeout point with cotton candy remnants all over everything. Bad sign. That's always a bad sign, in any case, in case you're wondering. If you find cotton candy remnants on everything, all over everything, shit, it's bad. It's a bad sign. The alien clowns, with a K, begin carrying the cocoons back to their alien spaceship, while others decide they just have a thirst for blood and straight murder. However, every movie has a useless police officer character, so let's jump back to the police station. A deputy arrests an alien clown, believing it to be a guy in a suit. If you don't already know, I think you probably know where this is going. Characters return to the station, they find the clown using the deputy's body as an awkward ventriloquist dummy. They shoot the alien in the nose, and it explodes. So, they find the magic way to kill the killer clowns. Shoot him in the giant, huge target nose. Who would have thought? The two guys in the ice cream truck, the Terenzi brothers. These guys are the heroes of the whole movie, I'm telling you. They save everything and everyone, and they're hilarious. They start using the PA system on their ice cream truck to warn people of the clowns. They also manage to be the comedic relief as well. Those characters always tend to be my favorite. A woman tries to escape the clowns, but is captured in a giant balloon. It actually looks like a giant hamster ball. She might have gotten away if she just would have started running. The ice cream brothers witness this along with Mike. Mike's the name of the main character. I forgot to mention that because he's possibly the most boring main character of all time and contributes absolutely nothing to the storyline. So Mike and the cop, they quickly give chase with the Terenzi brothers in the ice cream truck. It leads them to the local amusement park where the clowns have parked their circus tent. Go figure. The rescue becomes botched rather quickly. The ice cream brothers become separated in a funhouse, and this is where Mike and the cop finally see the clowns drinking one of the gelatin blood Capri Suns. It just makes my skin crawl. I really have an explanation as to why, of all the horrible things I've seen in horror movies, this particular thing just makes my skin crawl. The sound, the thought of that being my fate, I don't know. It's just horrifying. But this is where they actually finally see it, and it's they just have little to no reaction to it, and it makes it that much creepier. This is where they finally see it, with Mike doing absolutely nothing. They finally manage to rescue the girl, only to flee into a maze of traps. The trio find themselves surrounded by an army of a giant alien clowns. But have no fear. The Ice Cream Brothers appear. They quickly use their PA system to distract the aliens. The PA system is really starting to pay for itself. I might want to invest in one of those just in case this happens in real life. The Godzilla King Clown appears. The boss, if you will, smashes the ice cream truck to smithereens, seemingly killing the Ice Cream Brothers. The cop remembers his hero training and creates a distraction. I'm suddenly realizing this group really is a fan of distractions. Distraction seems to be the way to go if you're ever attacked by clowns. This is suddenly a self-defense public service announcement for alien clown attacks. He creates a distraction so the woman and what's-his-name Mike can escape before the ship begins to take off. The cop uses his badge to pierce Godzilla's nose, causing the ginormous alien to explode and destroy the whole friggin' ship. What's-his-face Mike and the woman think all hope is lost as they watch the ship explode from the ground, but a clown car suddenly drops from the sky, and the cop, along with the Ice Cream Brothers, emerge. I think the Ice Cream Brothers had hidden in the freezer of their ice cream truck and survived getting squished, and then survived getting exploded, and then survived a massive drop in a tiny little clown car. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty impressive. The group stares up at the sky, at the destruction, watching it all come to an end, only for pies to fall from the clouds and land on their faces. Fucking got 'em. So, I started this podcast talking about coralophobia, the irrational fear of clowns, from which I suffer. I was able to sit through this movie pretty easily. It was almost less scary to me, knowing the clowns were aliens and not mysteriously happy humans. I'm suspicious the intentions of. The makeup and costumes are incredible for the time. That was the golden era of actual physical props and not special effects. I have such a soft spot for old movie sets and horror props, taking old chunks of foam and rubber and making some kind of monster suit is just so incredible to me. Normal household objects being glued together and painted and put on screen, and suddenly it's scary and a part of movie history. The alien clowns are crazy tall and wear huge latex masks. They don't talk, but utter little chirpy noises to each other. It's kind of cute, actually. The faces of the creatures don't move that much when they talk, whether that be from heavy rubber or poor machinery, but it ups the creepy factor tenfold. Their eyelids don't move a lot, their lips don't move a lot. It makes it that much creepier. When I was reading up on this movie for facts for this podcast, just trivia, I found out the clowns... So in this movie, the clowns use this weapon that shoots popcorn, which is hilarious. Well, apparently the directors are also the ones who made all of the special effects for this movie in real life. And they needed, for some reason, this gun to work in real life. So this gun actually propelled popcorn, and it cost over $7,000 to make. I am all for movie props, 100%. Spend all of the budget on movie props. But I can't help but wonder how something so simple costs so much. It also has a hilariously small part in the film, considering the price tag. Now, this was in 1988, but $7,000 would buy a lot of popcorn, and you don't have to shoot it at people if you don't want to. I also think it's important to note all the vehicles in the film were rented, therefore could not be damaged. Well, they drove one off a bridge, so friggin' got him. If you're afraid of clowns, but you love horror, I would still give this one a try. There are clowns, yes. However, they are only murderous monsters wearing clown costumes, so don't worry. The props and costumes are worth it alone. Mike and the cop and whoever else. You know, honestly, all of the good guys are so forgettable, I almost was rooting for the clowns. Besides the Ice Cream Brothers, of course. The Ice Cream Brothers alone both saved and made the human race worth it. It's a campy cult film you can't go on without seeing if you haven't. It's a horror favorite, but it's much more creepy than horrifying, and that's coming from someone with coralophobia. It's something you gotta watch. Anyway. Thanks for tuning in, all of my horror homies. If you haven't seen it, I hope in some way this makes you want to watch it. Stay safe out there. It's spookier out there now more than ever. Until next week, stay scary.